Welcome everybody. Shiur number 1595. We're learning today. Learning Nishmas Moshe Dov. Emre Baron Zisul. Learning Nishmas Bluma Bas Ram Moshe. And the Rafu Shalema Yaakov Ben Sarah. Getting back to the halachas of Muksa. Okay, so of course we're in the middle of the halachas of Muksa Machmas Chasar and Kiss. We took a little bit of a turn the last few shiurim in reference to food, talking a little bit about food. There's a lot more to talk about food. I want to try and get back to the halachas of Chasar and Kiss. It's just an interesting note that I found Rabbana brings down. Well, again, we're jumping back and forth a little bit from the practical guidelines of Muksa from the Sefer, from Reb Simcha Ben Kohn, some from Rabbana, some Sefer Klalim, there's various, Baruch Hashem, there's a lot of information, a lot of different firm, like we mentioned, a person should try and have at least one of them in the house, guidelines to look, to go by and to look up things, especially when it comes to muksa. It makes it very, much, much easier. So just an interesting thing, just a fact, a general fact as to the word kli, utensil, right? We hear the word kli. Is it a utensil? Not a utensil. So possibly if it's a utensil, it wouldn't be muksa or makes it easier. Like we say kli, shamalachta le'isr, right? We say muksa machmas gufay, we understand, which is like a different type of thing, which is not a kli, like a rock or whatever, which is not a utensil. But then we say something called kli, the question is, and muksa machmas chasar and kiss, how do we look at that also when we talk about kli utensil? So the question is, when do we know something is a kli, a utensil? When do we know it's not a kli? So it's interesting, Rabbana brings down that he spoke it over, or he heard from Reb Shlomo Zalman, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, he brings down, excuse me, on page 78, like this, in reference to how to look at a kli in conjunction with muksa. Again, we're not talking about halacha lemaisa, but just the logic behind it. So it says Rabban like this again on page 78. It would be helpful to include a definitive halachic statement as to what is constitutes a kli, right? Because if we know, a kli is this and a kli is that. A kli is not this, a kli is not that. So then we could classify it a little bit better amongst the various different categories of muksa, right? Is it kli shemalachta le'isr? Is it machmas gufa? Where do we classify it if we know it's quote-unquote kli, utensil? So he brings down, though, he says, Rav Shlomo Zalman said like this, Rav Shlomo Zalman advised the author, which is Rabbana, right? Rav Shlomo Zalman advised the author that there is no universal halachic definition of kli. In other words, he spoke it up with Rav Shlomo Zalman, and he said that there's no universal halachic definition of kli, quote unquote. Okay, Chazal used different criteria when applying the term utensil kli to various different halachas. For instance, the term utensil used in the halachas of Kinyan differ from those used in the respect for muksa. So the word kli, utensil, could differ from various different types of halachas. When you have kinyan, you have muksa. Those are two different things, two different ways of looking at it. So it's not like a clear cut, well, this is a kli, this isn't a kli. The only valid method of establishing whether a particular item meets the halachic requirements of quote-unquote kli or utensil, which would possibly sometimes make it easier to move, right, in certain instances, is through halachic precedence. You have to know what's the halacha behind it. Certain items are subject to differences of opinion amongst the poskim. For example, candles. He brings out, just throwing out an example, not getting again to halacha lemaisa on this subject, but just to have an understanding. When we talk about candles, for example, they're deemed, candles are deemed, for example, as utensils, as a kli by some paiskim, and are considered non-utensils by other paiskim. So it's a machlokes whether a quote-unquote candle is looked at as a kli or not looked at as a kli. We therefore do not include a definitive halachic definition of the word "quote unquote" utensil kli. Rather, one should refer to a specific items discussed in the application sections. In other words, you have to see how we apply each one and how the various different poskim looked at each thing. Needless to say, when in doubt, obviously a competent halachic authority has to be consulted, as he's been saying constantly. Anybody has a question to Shaila, obviously you have to look it up. You have to talk to a Rav and find out how we look at a certain item. But the point is being over here. There's also another way of looking at it. It could be a person designates it before, but it depends what, when, and where. So again, it's not a straight, well, the point is what I'm trying to say is in today's shir, that it's not a straight up thing. Well, this is a kli, so it's easier. This is not a kli, it's hot, whatever. Each thing is classified many times different, and sometimes classified different even in a different category. Like you said, in the halachas of kinyan, the halachas of muksa, sometimes we look at it in different ways. And each item itself, it sometimes is a machloikas in itself. So one, we have to, it's just again, we're not talking about halacha l'maisa now, we're just talking about a general klal, how to look at various different items in the halachas of muksa right now, which is what we're learning. We're not getting into anything else. But in the halachas of muksa, each item has to be looked at individually and classified individually in its own muksa section, and even something that's allowed to be moved. In other words, something, let's have a plate, a regular plate I eat out of. What is that? Is that muksa? But it's classified in a category of muksa. What's the category? Klisha malachta le heter. Klisha malachta le heter means it's a utensil, it's an item which I'm allowed to move. But it's still classified in a category. In other words, everything is put into a quote-unquote category in muksa. Over there, it's klisha malachta leheter. A fork and knife is klisha malachta leheter, which means I'm allowed to move it. But we do classify each thing as we go down the road. Thank you for listening. Atzlochem baruch kol tov.